This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Any views expressed in this podcast are based solely on our own experiences. This podcast does not constitute as medical or other professional advice. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, where we talk about sex on our terms.
We talk swinging, hot wifing, BDSM, and so much more in the hopes that we will inspire you to enjoy sex on your terms.
Enjoy the show, everybody. Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
We are on episode 70. Can you believe that?
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, last was 69. Today's 70.
Wow.
That's fucking crazy.
That's a lot. Yeah, it sure is.
And for many of those episodes, we have had an amazing sponsor that we once again need to thank and give a big shout out to, which is Cassidy.com. It is truly our favorite place to meet like-minded friends when we're traveling, when we're home, pretty much anywhere. It's also a fantastic place to check out lifestyle events, which is a big deal. If you're new to the lifestyle and you're like, I don't know how to get started in all this, go to Cassidy, look at all of their events, and pick some for yourself that you think are going to be perfect matches for you and your partner, or for you yourself if you're single. Yeah. It's a really great place to dip your toe into the water. Plus, you can go to our website, frontporchswingers.com, click on the Cassidy banner, and get 30 free days.
Yeah, click on the promo code on our website and get some 30 free days for you. Check it out.
Absolutely. We also want to give a huge shout out to the folks over at Energy Underground. We've been talking about the Deadwood Summit that they're putting on for several weeks now, and it's really coming up quickly. If you guys are wanting to go to the first ever Underground Lifestyle Summit, you need to get your tickets. I was also on their website today doing some research, just figuring out exactly what they're going to have. And something I learned today that I didn't know was going on is they're doing a party bus tour through the Black Hills.
Yeah, I saw that.
So there's a lot of cool, that's just one example of the many cool things that are going on with this event. And if you want to get in on that action, you can get 10% off of your booking by going to energyundergroundnd.com/summit. I'll have that link in the show notes, and you can use our promo code FPS2020 to get that 10% off.
Yeah, it should be very cool. It's a 3-day event. It's going to be awesome.
We're going to be there, so come party with us.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're going to be at Erotica soon in Vegas.
Yeah, it is
very
coming up.
Soon.
It's coming up.
Creeping up on us.
Yeah, we got like a week and a half or something. I don't even know.
This whole time I've been like, oh, there's so much time till Vegas. You know, we're preparing for 2 seminars. By the way, if you're going, 4 o'clock on both Friday and Saturday, we're going to be doing a seminar. Yeah. Once again, I'll put in the show notes how you can find the full schedule of Erotica. But we're like, oh, we have all this time. Yeah. We're going to figure it out. Yeah, we've got like 12 days.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of time.
It's coming up, but I'm pumped for Vegas.
Yeah, I'm ready. You just had the opportunity to go to Miami, which we'll talk about later, so you've gotten some warmer weather. I want to get out of the frozen tundra for a couple of days. I'm excited to, just to feel some heat.
Yes, I'm excited to sit outside. The last time we were in Vegas, we sat outside even though it was like 55 one day.
It's fucking warm.
People were in like coats and like moving inside, and we're like, oh, this is fucking amazing. Flip-flops, no jacket.
Yeah, 55 is fucking heat wave.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
So I'm pretty stoked for Vegas.
Yeah, and me too. It's going to be a lot of fun. The AVNs are going on at the same time. We, of course, have press credentials, so we will be there for the toy show for sure.
Yeah, got to go through the toy show. We'll be providing some exclusive shit on our social media, so make sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram at FP Swingers, because I think we're going to go live a couple of times, or I'm hoping to go live on both.
Yes.
And also just provide some really cool ideas of what's new out there. I think of the vast majority of our listeners, or I should say lifestyle people in general, they're toy people.
Oh, yeah.
So seeing the new shit that's available, that's a treat. So I'm pumped for it, and I'm pumped to share it.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a good time. I'm looking forward to it. Vegas is always a good time.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of sexy shit going on, like, all at the same time.
It's going to be overwhelming like it was last time. But I do think we're more mentally prepared for it this time,
well,
or at
least
I am.
Well, we're also strategically prepared. We have 2 hotel rooms. So we have rooms on either side of the strip. So we are not going to have to like Uber everywhere. We'll be able to kind of shuffle from one event to another with little trouble.
Well, not on either side of the strip. We have one hotel on the strip, and we have one that's closer to like AVN and Erotica.
Yeah, right where Erotica is taking place. So we don't have to worry about changing clothes and jumping in Ubers and wasting time and all that shit.
Well, we were calculating Ubers, and it was like, what the fuck are we doing? Might as well just get a hotel room.
Yeah, it's just easier.
just
made a lot more sense.
So we'll have lots of places to have fun.
We are strategically placed.
2 home bases.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm pumped.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Good time. Good time. So you just came back from Miami.
I did.
So do you want to talk about that, or would you like me to give you my single guy tip of the week?
I think we need to do single guy tip of the week first, then okay. We can talk all things Miami.
Okay, because I'm very excited about Miami because we really didn't talk a lot about it.
Very little.
We saved it, and we just went, like, you gave me, like, the bullet points while we were, you know, fucking. So,
right.
You know, we were banging, and you're like, just gave me the
short version. I gave you the cliff notes, yeah.
So... single guy tip of the week. I kind of alluded to it last week. We were reached out to by a listener who is a single guy. And he actually mentioned something that I thought was interesting. He asked our thoughts on single guys throwing out random rendezvous to have couples meet them.
Right.
And I wanted to think about it. And I got to tell you, while I do give some credit to single guys that might attempt that.
Well, let's back up and explain what that is, because some people may not know what you mean.
Sure. So if you throw out a rendezvous, like on Cassidy, for example, you're essentially putting up a flag. I'm going to be at this place at this time, and you're inviting people that are basically in your circle.
Right.
That you're communicating with or have communicated with and that kind of thing. So you're pretty much throwing out a pretty big net of saying, hey, this is where I am. Come meet me.
Right.
As I said, while a bold move, it's a powerful move, I just don't know that as a single guy that's a great idea. Mainly because we certainly would be skeptical anyway, because we haven't communicated with you really. I'm assuming that most people wouldn't have communicated with him. It would have been just a blanket invite. And without really knowing, like, first of all, are you legitimately a single dude? You know, what are you really all about? And without the any kind of vetting process, no matter how limited, I feel like that would be, I don't know, counterproductive.
Yeah, well, he also mentioned that what he sees a lot of times is single guys doing that while they're traveling.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
And to me, it's a red flag, especially if they're not doing it when they're home,
right.
But they're doing it when they're
only
on the road.
Only on the road,
yeah. That means you're fucking cheating.
Well, not necessarily, but it's certainly a good possibility.
Well, yeah.
It's certainly a good possibility that you are not all that you say that you are.
Well, why aren't you willing to do it at home then?
Right. There's always something to be said for that, right? So we always look for the red flags.
Right.
Got to be really cognizant of that. We were actually speaking to a single gentleman last night that we're kind of hopefully going to help navigate some space, and really kind of told him the same thing about being genuine, articulating to couples who you really are. And you can't do that by just throwing out a rendezvous.
Right.
You know, especially if you're out of town, you're on the road, I'm only in town for a week, you know, here on business, come meet me here. Man, that's just, it's sketchy. And again, while I salute the guys that do it who are legit, because it's really kind of bold. Like, you're just putting yourself out there like, hey, couples, come meet me kind of thing. And maybe nobody shows up or three couples show up. Then, of course, now you're the host of the party kind of thing. And there's a lot of pressure in that. But if you're not legit, I just don't see that being a good move for you. And listen, if you are legit, it's not a good move for you. I just don't think it is. I think you need to be more, it needs to be more personalized.
Maybe. I mean, it's kind of a double standard when you think of it, only because we've thrown out rendezvous and it's worked out really well.
Yes, but we're throwing out rendezvous particularly towards couples. Now, does that mean we wouldn't entertain the idea of single folks? No, not at all. But as couples, there's a difference there.
I think it depends on why you're doing the rendezvous.
Right.
If you're doing the rendezvous because you're like, I want to meet some new people. I'm
exactly.
going to be in a new area. It'd be really cool to kind of network with people.
Right.
And you put that in the rendezvous. I think that's awesome. If you're doing it specifically because you want to fuck, I find that lazy. And I find
exactly.
it very... you're not taking the time.
No, you're phoning
it in.
To get
to know people one-on-one, and that's not okay.
Yeah, if you're, well, especially as a single dude, right? There's that cloud of, you know, conspiracy over single guys anyway.
Yeah.
So you really got to be, you got to be much more diligent about what you're doing. We've responded to rendezvous and we've put them out there specifically looking for other couples. Come on and meet us for a cocktail. You know, we're
but it's
here.
More of that networking thing.
Yeah, it's just to meet folks.
Yeah.
You know, but with the single guys, there's always that undertone of them just simply trying to get in your pants. You know?
Yeah, it's unfortunate for the guys who aren't like that, though, because there's some really cool guys out there who are probably just like, hey, I'm in fucking, you know, Miami, whatever, and I just want to meet some people. I just want to immerse myself in lifestyle shit, and you should get to do that. But yeah, the shitty guys kind of ruin it for everyone.
For
which
sure.
Which is, you know, it's the theme of the whole lifestyle.
Now, I should say that this particular gentleman that asked us this question, he's well known in the lifestyle space. He's a single dude. He has got plenty of validations, seems to be very much legit. If you're one of those guys and you can use that to your advantage and say, hey, this is who I am, check me out, and you've got kind of a track record of being a very cool dude and friendly and affable and real, then maybe toss it out there. But when you're first getting started, if that's your first dip in the pool, so to speak, that's the wrong way to go.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, so don't do that. Be a little bit more personalized. And honestly, I mean, step up. Introduce yourself to like specific people and try to start a conversation, start a dialogue. You know, as you get a little bit more advanced, maybe down the road, that's a, you know, potentiality.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting.
I want to throw out a couple of rendezvous when we're in Vegas. I think it's a great way to just get a group of fun fucking people together.
It is, but we have to be very calculated about when we do it. We have so much shit going on.
We've talked about that multiple times.
We have kind of an impromptu rendezvous already. But there's so many people we're supposed to be meeting. I don't even know how the fuck we're going to do it.
Yeah, like
so
as soon as our plane lands, we have something planned.
Yeah, we got to drop our bags and go. So we're literally, I think we're going to probably have to do that, like a rendezvous type thing, only it's going to be, hey, specific people, this is where we're going to be to get everybody in one room so we can meet everyone.
Yeah.
That's probably what's going to end up happening.
Oh, I'm just so excited as we talk about it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm giddy.
Yeah, it's coming up. It's coming up. It's going to be soon.
Yes.
So, good time. Anyway, that's my single guy tip of the week. Take it easy on the rendezvous.
Yeah.
You know?
Pump the brakes.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's talk about Miami. So, first of all, you had never been.
Right.
Let's talk about that. What was that experience like?
Parts of Miami, especially the touristy areas. Like, I went to South Beach for a couple of hours.
Well, you were in an amazing resort. There's no issue there. You walked out of your hotel right onto the beach. You were on the beach. So you were in a beautiful place.
The beach? Oh, my God. It was amazing to get outside. It was almost 80 degrees the day I spent in South Beach. I had my feet in the sand. I mean, it was so beautiful. I was walking up and down Ocean Drive, which was really fun. I mean, it's like a giant party going on in the middle of the afternoon. And then the day I was leaving, I spent some time in a very touristy area, sat on the marina dock and, you know, drank a cocktail and watched boats come in and out. And it was just, that part was perfect. And I really, really enjoyed that.
So you had the opportunity to, you corresponded with a couple while you were still here, before you ever got to Miami. So let's talk a little bit about them.
Yeah. So this couple reached out to us. They're actually listeners. So they knew from a couple of episodes ago that I was going to be in Miami. And they reached out and said, hey, we would love to take you out for a drink. No pressure whatsoever. But, you know, if you're interested and want tour guides for a night, we would love to do that for you.
Right.
And I was like, sure. They're very attractive in their pictures. And I was like, let's figure out a time to get together. So one night that I was there, I pretty much had the whole night free. And what I really liked leading up to meeting them was this is a couple, they're very experienced in the lifestyle. They have almost a decade of lifestyle experience under their belts, but they're also just very smart, strategic people.
Right.
And they really understand how to, like, for example, as a quote unquote single female traveling by myself, how to make me feel really comfortable. They thought through all the logistics of how we were going to meet and how it was going to make sense and totally put me at ease. They were just so fun.
Yeah, like where you met them, they wouldn't let you walk there by yourself.
Well, I told them, so we were going to meet, there's an oyster bar that was near my hotel. It was only like a block and a half, 2 blocks from my hotel.
Right.
But I thought this was really nice. I told them, hey, I'll just meet you guys over there because there's no sense in you coming here and us, you know, it seemed like a hassle for them to do that.
Right.
So I said, I'll meet you there. And they're like, no, 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 we're going to come meet you at the hotel. Right. We'll walk over there with you. It'll just be safer. So they did. It was really cute and nice. And they came and met me and they looked exactly like their pictures. She is like this tall blonde. She kind of looks like Melissa Romaine.
Yeah.
Is that who was married to John Stamos?
I'm not sure. I know who you're talking about, though.
Beautiful, blonde, tall, kind of statuesque looking woman.
Yeah.
That's who she looks like. And he was like this kind of suave, kind of, you know, dark hair, dark skin, dark eyes, beautiful man. And very well dressed, very sophisticated, just put together,
right.
Which I loved. That just makes me feel like they really put in an effort for me, which I'm sure they kind of do all the time. They seem like those type of people.
Yeah, they seem like very sophisticated people.
That are very well put together. But still, the fact that they showed up like looking nice, she was in a dress and he was wearing, you know, nice slacks and a button up and had a shirt tucked in and they just looked nice. And I was like, oh, that made me feel kind of special.
Yeah, it's always nice when, whether it's a couple or a single person, takes the extra step and really gets dressed and does it right. It's really appreciated.
Well, and I also need to preface this entire thing by saying this is the first time I've ever done anything like this with a couple. Right. I've never met a couple without you.
Right. This is the first time you've actually been the single gal with a couple.
Ever. And I was kind of nervous about it. I don't really know why, but I felt just kind of anxious.
More so than when you were like would meet a single guy?
Way more so.
Really?
I was very out of my element with this whole thing because it's something we've never done, first of all. And it did kind of feel like two on one a little bit.
Yeah.
I kind of had
well,
to be...
Was.
I know, but I had to kind of put myself, it really did make me empathize with the single guys that we meet.
Right.
Because it was fucking weird, like not having my partner in crime, not having my backup to, you know, be there for me emotionally. And also, I think my personality comes out more when I'm around you. Right. I think I'm just more comfortable around you.
Right.
So I'm more flirty and fun. And so this was a really different experience.
For me. Was it like a situation where did you feel awkward? Did you start off slowly?
And yeah, I was really shy at first. Yeah. So they come and meet, you know, we hug and I'm just so like quiet. I'm not really saying much of anything.
Really?
We get to the oyster bar and it was a really nice, cute little place and, you know, had some oysters and had a glass of wine. And then I kind of started to loosen up a little bit.
Right.
But it still was like in the back of my mind the whole time. Oh, they're, you know, it's 2-on-1. Yeah. I don't know. Is that a weird way to think of it?
I don't know. I don't know that's necessarily the, you know, the whole 2-on-1 concept, because I guess that really is the idea of the whole thing. But yeah, I mean, you're out of your element, first of all. You're in an unknown place, you know, a place that's foreign to you.
Right.
And you're by yourself. I'm not there. We are always together in situations like this, obviously, with lifestyle situations.
Right.
And so, yeah, I can imagine it was a little awkward, a little off-putting at first, trying to find your sea legs and figure out where you really fit in. Because like you said, a lot of times we're the couple talking to the single person.
Yeah.
And it's different, obviously, now.
And I feel like I have new lessons that I've learned going into those interactions. Like maybe not to come on so fucking strong, or to, right, you know, maybe kind of ease into conversations a little bit more than we do, because I was very overwhelmed in this situation.
Really?
Yeah.
So was it were you mostly communicating with the wife or the husband, or how
it was started out as both of them. I'll preface this by saying they were the nicest people. They were so cool. They really did a good job of putting me at ease. They asked me a lot about myself. And also what I really liked was we talked very little podcast stuff, despite them being listeners.
Good. That's nice.
Very little. It was mostly about me and about you and I together and what I do for work and what I do for fun. I will say as the night went on, she definitely became more flirtatious with me. So it started off with, we were at kind of a four tape, you know, four top. So we're sitting all kind of across from each other, but she and I were sitting across from each other. He and I were sitting next to each other. And at one point she scooted to the chair next to me. So now they're both sitting next to me.
Oh, okay.
And she was kind of getting flirty with me. And at one point we were started talking about tattoos, because she has this big, beautiful tattoo on her arm. And I put my cute little pink dress on.
Oh, nice.
I showed my sparrow and I said, right, you know, Brian and I have matching sparrows. And she's kind of like running her fingers up my leg a little bit. And I was like, okay, this is now going in the right direction.
Right. So
as soon as the physical contact happened, that's when I was like, okay, this is going well.
Well, that's what I was
going
to ask. What was the tipping point? Like, when did you know that you were kind of going in the right direction?
Yes. And you know what I was thinking about the other day? So do you remember when we were talking about our New Year's resolutions for lifestyle stuff?
Yes.
And mine was, I want to get better at balancing the friendly conversation with the more flirtatious conversation.
Right.
This woman nailed that. She was perfect at that.
So she had a nice balance of those two things?
Yeah. Like I said, she was asking me about myself and being really friendly in that way. But then she transitioned to like touching me. And then, you know, at one point she asked like, what would be an ideal night tonight?
That's a nice way to put it. Nice icebreaker.
Yeah. I thought that was really nice. I was like, well, you know.
What did you say?
I said, in a perfect world, you know, things would maybe get a little sexier. And she goes, oh, I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah. That's a perfect segue, a perfect transition into discussions about potential play.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, it was a very smooth kind of move into that space.
It was great. It didn't make me feel like pressured.
And it was she that you had the conversation with,
yes,
not the gentleman, which she is also making you obviously feel more comfortable, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. She was steering the ship, right, 100%. He was very nice and friendly with me, but she definitely kind of let it be known that like, okay, now we're going to transition to flirting.
Right.
And he followed suit. You know, he wasn't touching me or anything at the restaurant, but he was definitely kind of leaning in more and, you know, saying a couple of flirtatious things. He told me my dress was beautiful and my hair is beautiful.
Right.
And so I texted you at one point and I said, things are going really well, but I don't know what to do from here. Because,
right,
once again, I usually don't go, hey, do you want to come back to our hotel room? I'm not good at that.
Well, also, I wasn't there with you, so you didn't have that same level of confidence. you know, right. to say something like that. Because ordinarily, if we're with a couple, a lot of times you're the antagonist. You
yeah,
start
I guess that's
the whole
true.
Thing. But if we're not, yeah, I wasn't there. So you were kind of on your own and flying solo. It was probably a little bit of a weird situation.
I was so, I felt like such a goober the whole night. I really did because I wanted them to come back to the hotel. Yeah. But I was like, I just
so
don't
I
know.
What I responded to you was just ask them to come back for a drink. Because you had a, you know, it was a beautiful bar, you said, in your hotel.
Yes, there was a gorgeous bar. I thought it was a rooftop bar, but it wasn't. It was just on a higher level. So the bar went out onto a pool and a deck area that overlooked the city. So it was still beautiful. And we went and I asked them to come back to the hotel bar with me. And they said, sure. We went back, ordered mojitos, and we were standing outside by the pool drinking them. And that's when I got really flirty.
So who made the first move in terms of you realizing that at some point we're going back up to my room?
So we're standing outside by the pool and she kind of leans over at one point and brushes my hair behind my ear. And she's like, I just think you're so sexy. And I was like, I think you guys are sexy too. And she's like, so do you think we're making this happen? Or, you know, what are your thoughts? I don't want to pressure you in any way, but I, you know, just what are your thoughts? And I was like, I would really like for you guys to come up.
Sure.
And so they did.
So at any point, was there any conversation about whether or not you were communicating with me and letting me know what kind of was transpiring as it happened?
I gave them the heads up when we very first met that I was going to need to keep you in the loop. I needed to keep my phone next to me. I set that as an expectation that, yeah, I'm going to be on my phone a little bit throughout the night. And it's not to be rude in any way. It's because, you know, you, Brian, worries when I'm not with him. Yeah. So,
well, especially in another, you know, you're out of state. You're way far away from me. Something were to happen, there's no way I could have gotten to you within any expeditiousness.
Right.
So, you know, those are the things, obviously, that made me the most concerned. And actually, I felt better, I told you this, about you being with a couple, you meeting a couple as opposed to a single guy. In any case, you know, regardless of where you, especially if you were away from me, like out of town or out of state.
Yeah.
For some reason, I just feel like there's a higher level of comfort in that for me.
I understand why there is, because I think that there's that mentality of like a woman's not going to do something wrong to another woman. But I also think that that's kind of bullshit.
Well, no, it's not just that. There's a level, obviously, you got, especially, you know, a couple like this, they're a married couple, been together a long period of time. There's obviously a mutual respect between them and an understanding, and they're communicative. And, you know, I just feel like that there would be just a level of safety in that relationship.
I think the thing that made me feel so safe and secure with them was our communication beforehand. They were so open and honest about things. They made it very obvious that they were listeners of our podcast. They knew a lot about us. They asked me a lot of questions about what I was comfortable with. For example, they wanted to host me at their house. They have a really nice kind of beach, not right on the beach, but very near the beach. And they said we could walk down there and have, you know, a later picnic or something, which would have been really fucking cool.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm not going to someone's house that I've never met before.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. You got to be, you know, it's a delicate balance, because obviously you enjoyed your time with these folks and they were super nice. But at first you didn't know who they were. And taking that leap is like, it's tricky.
Yeah.
You know, you don't always know. Now, of course, with this particular couple, should you ever end up in Miami again and that whole thing works out, you know, you have a familiarity with them, and that's a different situation. But I think the first time it made the most sense for you to be at your hotel, because I knew your hotel, I knew the room you were in, all those kinds of things for safety reasons, as safe as you can be over 2,000 miles away.
Right.
So we kind of have those protocols in place for that reason. So it was kind of nice that they were, they obliged in that.
So do you want to get to the sexy shit?
Yeah. So you're at the pool and, you know, she's flirting with you. What's he doing?
He's saying some kind of flirtatious things. Like at one point, so when she asked, like, are we going to make this happen? And I was like, I'd like for that to happen. And he goes, well, God knows I'd love for it to happen. Right. And they made some joke about, she's like, yeah, that's because, you know, you're horny like that all the time. And he's like, yes, I am. I was like, I can respect that. So am I.
So of course, this entire time they're together, you're all together the whole time.
Yes.
For the most part, unless obviously someone's using the restroom or something. But at no point did he really kind of take over the conversation. It was really you and she.
She and I definitely had more of that strong connection with each other. I think it's one of those things where when you meet someone and you just feel instantly comfortable with them, mm-hmm. granted it wasn't instant because the first half hour was kind of awkward.
Well, yeah, because you were out of your element. Yeah.
But after that, she and I really clicked and we just had a really good friendly connection. And like I said, she was really good at kind of leading the way and making it known that she was interested and letting let it kind of be known to him that it was okay to be interested in the whole thing.
Well, and that's what I was getting at. This is obviously a very, you know, this is an experienced couple, a couple that understands each other. They have their own language.
Yes.
And you can just tell by the way you're describing it that he didn't have to say or do anything. He absolutely is comfortable with her steering the ship.
Yes.
And I would imagine more often than not, that's just how it works. And it makes the most sense, particularly when you're dealing with, you know, with a couple, a single female for sure.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, she's, you know, a bisexual woman, which she let me know ahead of time. And so, yeah, I mean, I think she just kind of, she knows what she wants and he's along for the ride, but also trusts her judgment to make right. it a good experience.
Well, it's no different from you and I.
It's very similar to us.
If we are particularly talking to a single man, I'm basically running that conversation for the most part.
Right.
But if it's a single gal, you take over.
Right.
You know, I just think it's to put the single gal at ease.
Well, I think it's put both women at ease.
Yeah. It's just a comfort thing. You know, I certainly don't want to come off as eager, aggressive, or anything like that. I always take the back seat when it comes to us talking to single women and just kind of let you gals do most of the talking and kind of the negotiating, so to speak, and the arranging of the details. And again, I'm along for the ride just like he was.
Yeah. Lucky you.
Yeah. It makes the most sense. I mean, we've met couples where it was much the opposite.
And it's kind of weird.
It's a little, yeah, it's a little strange.
At least for us, I don't know why it's weird, but it definitely does feel weird.
I don't know. Well, anytime we meet a couple and it's like when the guy is really seemingly, I don't want to call it in charge, but when he's the more dominant in terms of the conversation and kind of directing traffic, it always makes me go, I'm not sure. Why, you know, I like the ladies to do that.
Maybe it's because you like the confidence of a woman and it turns you on. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, but it's also like ultimately that for me, like the decision's always yours. When it comes down to it, at the very end, the decision is yours whether we go forward or not. And I just like to think that most guys think the same way.
Yeah.
It's lady's choice here. This is, you know, I'm cool, but if she's not with it, then neither am I. I think that's the way it should be.
I'm literally dying to tell you about the sexy details. Okay. So can we please get to that?
Yeah. So you get
haven't heard this yet, and no. I haven't told you, and I've been waiting days to tell you.
Okay. So you leave the pool. Yes. How does that happen?
I invite them to my room.
Okay.
So we get in the hotel. I'm like on the very top floor.
Okay.
We go up to the room, and I'm like, hey, I want to change. And she's like, oh, I brought lingerie too. I want to change too. I'm like,
a prepared lady.
Lady after my own heart. She had like a whole bag with her. It was very impressive. Yeah. So I went into
the bathroom. Sounds
familiar. I know. I always do that too. Yeah. So I go to the bathroom, change. I had purple lingerie that had the black lace that plunges down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know which piece I'm talking about? It's really soft and it has lace at the bottom too.
Yes.
And it's nice because it like the plunge is sexy and it shows some stuff off, but it kind of leaves something to the imagination too.
Yeah.
Which I like for being with a new couple.
Yeah, it's very high. I actually thought you took the piece with you that we got in Denver, which I love, that wine colored piece. I love that thing.
I didn't take that.
I thought that's what I saw you grab when you were packing.
So I go in, change into that, kind of clean myself up. I come out, she's in her lingerie, and he has his shirt off, but still has his pants and his shoes on.
Right.
And he's sitting on the edge of the bed,
okay. And
she's kind of standing right next to him. And they kind of start touching on each other, like he starts kind of rubbing on her ass, and
nice. And
she's like kind of running her hands up and down his back, which also kind of turned me on. Like the fact that they were being intimate together kind of
Yeah, because you got to watch that first, you know, kind of saw that.
Yeah, which we've seen with couples before, but it was different for whatever reason.
Oh, we weren't together. So it wasn't like you and I were engaged in any way watching another couple. You were kind of the voyeur watching them.
Yeah, it was hot. So, you know, she finger, you know, like, come here with her finger. Doesn't say anything, just gives me that motion.
Right.
Come hither. And I'm like, okay. So I go over. And of course, even with him sitting on the bed, I look like a baby compared to them because they're both like 6 feet tall.
Sure.
So she's standing and he's sitting on the bed, but they're still both taller than me. And I kind of like kneel a little bit by him and she comes around to the back of me and starts running her fingers through my hair and down my back. And she has like these long acrylic nails and oh my God, it felt so good. And so then he leans in and starts kissing me.
Right.
And it was really nice. He's a very good kisser. But it was so, the whole thing was very surreal because I'm thinking to myself, okay, at any moment, this woman's going to turn and start making out with Brian. Oh wait, he's not there.
Yeah.
It was so you're fucking weird.
Well, like the whole time, like when you're obviously in your room, so there, you know, your surroundings, but you're with a couple, I'm not around. Like that was my question. Like, are you thinking about the fact that you're by yourself in this experience?
Multiple times. It was almost distracting because I just kept thinking. And the other thing I kept thinking of, and this is my, you know how my brain works. I really do have the brain of like a 7-year-old sometimes. I'm not able to multitask. Yeah. I have a really hard time with that. So that kind of got in my head too. Like, what am, okay, well, like she's behind me. I don't want to leave her out of this whole thing. So I'm trying to reach around and grab her at the same time that I'm making out with him.
Sure.
And it was just, I don't know. I don't think, I hope they didn't think it was awkward. I didn't necessarily feel like it was awkward, but I was very much in my own head.
Yeah, for sure. I could see that.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. But I think the other thing you have to consider, being the single gal in this situation, much like with our friend Hannah, it really, I felt like in that, at that point, that the onus of responsibility of making sure everyone was involved was on me because I was there with two women.
Right.
And I would bet that he probably felt somewhat the same way, or they did as a couple, wanted to make sure that they were both engaging with you because you were that third person.
Well, we'll get to that. I talked to them about that after everything went down. So we'll get to that part of it. So anyway, he and I are making out. She's running her hands down my back. I stop making out with him, turn around, start making out with her. She's kind of like bent down and kissing me. And then she starts kissing on my neck. And so she's like, would you like to get on the bed? And I said, sure. So I get on the bed and she continues to come up and start making out with me. And then she goes, honey, I think you should probably eat her out. And I was like, I agree.
How nice of her.
What an assist. It was great. So he kind of gets down and they're both very sensual people. There's a lot of touching, a lot of rubbing, a lot of fingers running different places, which I really liked.
Yeah.
It's interesting because it's so opposite from you. So when I kind of get that very sensual touch, it feels so different and it's really exciting.
So did you ever have at any point prior to this have a conversation about limits and boundaries and what you liked or what you didn't like? And did he know that a little rougher is okay? Or did you just kind of leave that out of the conversation and let it flow?
Well, they listen to the podcast. So they know that I like it rough.
Right.
But I don't think that they're those people. They're those kind of people. We actually did talk about that very briefly at the Oyster Bar. They were talking about the BDSM world.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, that's just not our scene. And I was like, it's totally, you know, it's not for everyone.
Yeah.
So I knew that going in that this wasn't going to be a rough session.
Well, it's kind of nice though that having that different kind of flavor, you know?
It was great. So anyway, he's like running his hands and his fingers up and down my thighs as he starts kind of like slowly licking my pussy. And she is making out with me, kissing on my neck. She kind of pulls down the top of my lingerie and starts licking on my tits. And it felt amazing. This is a woman who knows her way around some tits.
Well, and once again, now you are the center of attention, which you love.
I do.
So, but in this case, it was a male and a female as opposed to like me and Clint, for example.
Right.
You know, so what was the difference between that?
It was, well, they are very similar in the way that they touch and everything. Right. But I do think that I felt more so than I ever have before in an interaction, a very different male versus female energy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like it was not, by male, I don't mean aggressive, but it was, there's two very different energies going on, despite the fact that they're both very sensual with me.
Right, right.
So that was kind of interesting and exciting and sexy. And so anyway, he's eating my pussy. He starts putting his fingers in and he, so he's doing a motion like with two fingers going back and forth and he's totally hitting my spot perfectly.
Right.
And so he starts doing that and realizes very quickly that he's got me where he wants me.
Right.
My legs start shaking like crazy and he stops looking for a second to go, oh, are you going to come? I'm like, yeah. He's like, so should I keep going? I'm like, yes. And he's like, oh, okay. Just wanted to make sure.
That's funny.
So continues to like play and lick my pussy.
Clearly a listener of the show.
Totally. I laugh so hard. So anyway, he does that and it's fucking perfect. And he makes me come and the look on her face, because I, you know how it is. I come loud. I'm very animated. My legs shake. I don't have small orgasms.
Not typically.
And so I finish having my first orgasm and she goes, holy fuck, with like this big shit-eating grin on her face. She's like, that was awesome. She's like, I don't come like that. I'm like, oh, so, like, I don't want to be self-conscious about it or anything, you know? Not that they were making me feel that way, but it was just kind of funny.
That's funny that obviously he caught the cues from the show, the episodes that we talk about that where guys are like, they get you right there and then they stop.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what do you do?
Yeah, motherfucker. Don't do that to me.
Yeah, now you're just easy.
So then she was like, well, I think it's my turn. And I was like, okay. So she gets down and starts eating my pussy. And he comes up and starts like rubbing his hands all over me.
Is he naked at this point?
No, he still has his pants on. Wow. She's in her lingerie.
That's an amazing amount of restraint.
Yeah, I'm in my lingerie, but he still has his pants on. And so he comes up. And yeah, that's the thing. Like any other time I would have reached out and like started rubbing on his cock or something. Right. But you know, he has his pants on.
Right.
So it really was just all about me. It was kind of fun.
Yeah.
So he comes up, makes out with me. He kind of bit on my neck just a tiny bit, which I really liked. And then she starts eating my pussy and she is fucking amazing at it too. She's fingering me. She's licking my clit. She's doing like a really nice swirl motion, which was very sexy. And she makes me come equally as hard, if not harder. And they had this conversation about, I think I did a better job. He's like, no, no, no. They're like, who did a better job? I was like, I'm not going there. Yeah,
I'll get in the middle of this.
There's no winner in that.
This is a domestic dispute. I'm not getting in the middle.
So then we are kind of sitting there and we kind of took almost a little bit of a break and we were kind of just rubbing on each other a little bit. And then she finally goes, are you going to take your pants off or are you just going to stay dressed all night? And he's like, oh yeah, I guess I better. So he takes his pants off and she starts sucking his cock. And I'm kind of just sitting watching the whole thing, super hot. She is going to town on this cock, deep throating it and like playing with his balls the whole nine yards. And I sit and watch for probably, it felt like 5 minutes.
So you're sitting
like,
on the bed.
Obviously. Yeah, all three of us are on the bed.
Right.
And he's laying back, she's sucking his cock, and I'm kind of just a little bit off to the side. It's a huge king size bed.
Right.
And she finally goes, do you want to come over here and assist? And I was like, sure. So she and I are both licking at the same time. She's kind of playing with his balls while I'm sucking his cock, and then we swap, and he's fucking loving it.
Yes, I'm sure he was.
And so then she's like, I'm going to go up and make out with my husband. You want to keep sucking his cock? I was like, sure. So I'm, you know, using my fingers at the same time that I'm flicking his balls a little bit and I'm deep throating and I'm just, I was very turned on at this moment. So you know how I get when I'm very like enthusiastic and really going to town on a cock. Yeah. That was definitely what was happening.
Yeah. If you're in the right space, like if you're really enjoying what's happening, it's pretty intense to see.
Yeah. So yeah. She goes up and is kind of making out with him, but she's like whispering dirty things to him while I'm sucking his cock, which was so hot. Like she's like, oh, aren't you a lucky guy getting two women tonight? Are you so turned on by this? And like, oh, we're going to have sex all night tonight after this. And I was like, oh, that's so great. Sexy. And then I was like, well, you haven't come yet. I say this to her.
Right.
And she's like, yeah, I know. I'm like, well, I would love to eat you out. And she goes, sure. So she lays back and I start licking her pussy. And he's laying back kind of against the headboard. He just scoots up and he's sitting with his back against the headboard.
Right.
And she is kind of leaning back up against him while I'm going down on her.
Right.
Very similar to a situation we had with Hannah the first time we played with
absolutely.
Her.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really reminded me of that. Yeah. Because he then pulls down her lingerie top and is playing with her tits. She has beautiful tits. And he's kind of squeezing on them and playing with her nipples and like rubbing on her throat and leans down and is like sucking on her neck and her ear a little bit as I'm licking her pussy and I'm looking up at them like touching all over each other. It was so
well what's that
hot.
like you're looking up and you're seeing two different people like and I'm not even in the room.
It was hot because they were so into each other.
Right.
You can just tell they have this really magnetic sexual chemistry, very similar to you and I would think people can feel that when they're with us.
Right.
That was what I felt with them, just this, they, you could tell they wanted to just fuck each other like crazy.
Right.
And that was so fucking hot. So I'm like, what? And what I mean by that is his touch is very deliberate. You can tell he's really trying to like pleasure her. He's touching her in exactly the way she likes. She's moaning from me but kind of also from him.
Yeah.
It was a turn on.
Well, it's great when there's a chemistry, right? So, I mean, it just makes the whole experience better, particularly for you. I mean, you feed off of that.
I love that. That sexual energy that's just like, feels like it's going to burst at any moment. Oh, I love it. So I'm licking her. I start fingering her a little bit. I'm also kind of like rubbing because I can tell they're people that like to be touched, you know, sensually. So I have my free hand and I'm kind of like touching and rubbing on one of her thighs and then kind of onto her ass a little bit and just really, you know, start fingering her and she's moaning and she came and it was a lovely. She actually clenches very similar to me.
Really?
Yeah, she had a full-on clench on my two fingers.
Wow.
When she came. And I loved that. It was so hot. I've never met another woman who clenches quite the way I do before.
No, nor I.
And she told, so we, you know, joked about that afterwards, but I kind of loved it. It was very sexy.
Wow.
Because it was like, I knew, there was no doubt in my mind that I had made her come, and I made her come hard because I could feel it.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Like, it's like, when you know like it's a successful kind of interaction, right? Yes. You know that all you were firing on all cylinders and that there was chemistry and, you know, that kind of thing. That's a big deal.
Yeah. So she came. So now he's the only one that hasn't come. And I say something about, is it your turn now? And he said, I think we're going to wait till we get home. And I was like, oh, that's totally cool.
Yeah.
We talked about it a little bit at the Oyster Bar that they typically like to soft swap first and then full swap a second time or a third time down the road.
Right.
Which I actually really, really like. So he did not fuck me.
Right.
There was no, and he didn't fuck her. There was no actual penis and vagina penetration.
No intercourse between anybody.
No.
Wow.
But I kind of loved that.
Well, like we've talked about this. One of our hottest experiences, especially early on, was a soft swap experience.
Yes.
I mean, it was super fucking hot, mainly because of we were so worked up that when we got home, we were just voracious.
Well, that's the thing. I love cock. I love being fucked hard and deep. And so not having that then just made me ravenous for when I got home. It was like all I could think about.
Yeah, you had to wait another 24 hours. You weren't even home for another 24 hours.
Yeah, but I kind of loved it.
Yeah.
It was that super anticipatory, just sexy buildup for me. But anyway, so it ends. We kind of are all sitting around, kind of still kissing on each other a little bit. I liked that it was very comfortable even afterwards. We talked about this before. We have this with our friend Hannah.
Yeah.
We have this with Clint, where we can kind of just sit afterwards and decompress, and there's no like weird awkwardness just because the sex has been taken away.
Well, we're fortunate. We have a couple of friends that we have the same kind of relationship with. It's really nice when that's a thing, and it's not weird in any way. You know, I remember back when we were with Jessica and Roger the last time, it was kind of the same situation. We were all just spent and just kind of laying around touching each other for like 30 minutes before anybody could get off the bed.
Yeah.
You know, it's really kind of nice when you can do that.
Well, and that's exactly what we did. It was kind of like we were in like a weird little triangle, He's naked and she and I are sitting in lingerie, but our tits are totally out, our hair's fucked up, everything, And we're just kind of sitting around touching each other. And, you know, at one point she kind of leans in and kisses me on the cheek and she's like, you're just a doll. And I was like, oh, thank you. And we just sat around and had super normal conversation after that. And I loved it.
Yeah. That's the truest way to tell that the experience was solid for everybody. Like, no one's in a rush to get up and get dressed and get out of there.
Yeah, it's not like, oh god, that was horrible. Let's leave.
no hurried kind of a response. Like, oh, look at the time. Throw your pants on and get the hell out. Like, it was terrible kind of thing, which is nice. That's really comforting to know that it went that well. Again, particularly since you were out of town, you were really far away, and that's always my biggest concern is that the experience is good and you enjoyed it and that you're safe.
It definitely was, yeah. They left, each gave me a kiss and were like, oh, I really hope you're back in Miami. We'd love to see you meet Brian sometime. And it was, they left and I just felt, obviously I felt very sexual in that moment because I hadn't been fucked and I still wanted to fuck. And I wanted to get home to you. But I also just felt like very satisfied in that moment. It was a very satisfying, fun, cool interaction.
Well, do you feel like it was a solid first experience for you being the single gal with a couple?
Yeah, I think I had to kind of get some weirdness out of the way too.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, I mean, this was definitely, and not to say that they were like, I had to get my sea legs under me with this couple, but it kind of was that way.
Well, it was the first time you were alone with a couple. I mean, again, out of state, way far away from home for me. And I think it was really to me, it sounds like the perfect experience. You had a really attractive couple who are obviously very much in love with each other and in tune with one another's energy and very much kind of paying the same level of attention to each other as they were to you. And
yes,
it sounds, like everybody, it was reciprocated through everybody.
It was just, everything clicked. It was so easy. Nothing, once things actually got moving, there was nothing that was like, oh, I don't know about this or.
Yeah, no second guessing.
Yeah, once things got into action and I could get out of my own fucking head, which is a real problem. I need to really fucking work on that.
Well, I mean, again, it was the first time. I imagine if there's a second time, sure there will be at some point, it won't be anywhere near the same level of kind of awkwardness for you. I mean, it's just one of those things you gotta, you're only the single gal for the first time once.
Right.
So.
Well, it's out of the way.
Yeah, you got that out of the way, which is super hot for me. Of course, you texted me when you got to the room, obviously. And then, of course, I didn't hear from you. You called me when they had left. And, I can tell by talking to you that there was a level of satiation, obviously, and that you really enjoyed it just by the tone of your voice.
Did I sound happy?
Yeah, which is always a comfort because, of course, after you text me the last time, now I have to wait.
Right. What's that like for you?
Obviously, it's always hot to think about what's going on, but in the back of my mind, of course, is in a situation like this, the concern for me is always like you being safe.
Right.
So there's always a little bit of that in the back of my head. So once I get past that, it's obviously just super fucking hot, because I think back to when we, the last time we were with Hannah, and how hot that was.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm, of course, I'm thinking about, man, I really hope that she's enjoying it and that they're giving her the kind of attention that we gave to her, to Hannah, because I thought we really, you know, we really did. We really wanted her to feel comfortable, right, obviously. And that's always a, you know, a big concern. So yeah, it seems like it really was.
They took good care of me.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
In multiple ways. Yeah. I mean, they were just a classy couple. Like, they picked up the bill. Like I said, they came and got me at my hotel.
Yeah.
They were very respectful. They asked for my consent all the way through. This was a class act couple, and it was the perfect couple to have this first experience with. I fucking love them. If we're ever back in Miami or that area, yeah, totally want to get together again.
Well, you fell in love with South Beach, so we're gonna have to go back.
Love South Beach. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, we'll go back there probably fall maybe of next year or something, or this fall of this year.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a good experience. It was, and what was really sexy is this, I'm turned on right now because this is the first time you've heard the play-by-play.
Yeah.
I came home, we had, so obviously I was traveling all day the next day.
Yeah, you got home late. I picked you up from the airport. It was like 10:30 by the time you had gotten your bags.
Yes, and then we immediately get home, start having sex, but I'm giving you such vague details.
Very
like,
vague.
All I'm saying is like, I looked her, you know, he looked at my pussy, then she, you know, I'm just giving you the super,
right,
such vague details.
Yeah, well, we wanted to talk about it here because I had not heard the whole story. I didn't get the whole thing. So it was super fucking hot. It was obviously when we were having sex and you were kind of giving me some of the details, it was really hot. And I'm thinking, I know there's more to this story. So, you know, it's interesting to have to wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you had to wait. So I guess I had to too.
Did you like it?
I did.
Good story?
Yeah, very much.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like the craziest sex story ever, but it is kind of it's a sexy soft swap.
It's sexy is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So given that experience, is that like an experience that you'd want to have again?
Oh, fuck yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I loved being the center of attention.
Yeah, well,
it's love that in threesome situations, period. Like when I can just have that moment of like, oh, I'm getting all of the sexy touching on me. That's a fucking turn on.
But again, different though, like you said, because like with me and Clint, it was a very much, our energy is very much the same. So you're getting aggressive, a lot of the same energy from both people, but you're still the center of attention, but different kind of center of attention.
Yeah, this was so much more sensual and kind of romantic's not the right word, but
well, just sexy. It's just really sexy.
It's very erotic. Yeah. Is what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I can see that. Yeah, that sounds very fucking hot.
They were awesome.
Yeah, I like
sexy
that.
Sexy people.
I dig it.
So that was
it's also good. It gives you a different perspective, right? Like you said, when we're talking to single people, not just single women, but single men.
Especially that first meeting. Absolutely. Yeah. That taught me so much about meeting with single people for the first time.
Yeah.
What I can do to make them feel a little bit more at ease, which is exactly what this couple did for me.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally a learning lesson for me.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, it puts it into a different perspective. You have a better respect for someone being, or appreciation for someone being.
Well, now I can sympathize instead of just trying to empathize. I really can sympathize with how they're feeling and the vulnerability that you put yourself in that situation.
How anxious you are and, you know, nervous, that nervous energy that we've seen a few times,
mm-hmm.
you know, that sometimes I recognize as this guy's not legit. He's hiding something. He's fidgety. He's nervous. He's,
yeah.
You know.
And if they had done that with me, I would have missed out on this amazing threesome experience.
Right.
We have to maybe stop doing that.
Yeah. I would say we have to be a little more patient, a little more understanding. Yeah.
For sure. Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, so
cool. I thought it was
my hot Miami experience. I really loved it. I thought it was great. And I'm glad I got to share all the details with you.
Well,
right,
it's
now
also pretty sexy that you got to experience it in a place like Miami, which in and of itself is sexy.
That's
anyway.
The thing. My room is sexy. Like, I'm in this beautiful hotel.
Yeah, you can hear the ocean.
I have the windows open. You're overlooking the fucking marina. I mean, it was very cool.
Yeah, that's a overall sexy experience.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you were in some shitty hotel in some fucked up little town somewhere.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a very different vibe. That's very
sexy.
Cool. And with a sexy couple who I have absolutely not seen yet.
Oh, I need to show you pictures.
I wonder if that's strange for people. I'd love to hear from some folks. I trust you immensely. Like, you have all the I have all the faith in you to do everything the right way and to, you know, to do what's right and make the right decisions. So I didn't even see these people. I didn't read their profile.
Nothing.
You know,
well, there was no profile. They reached out to us on Instagram.
Oh, right.
So
right. So, but also I'm not interacting with them. So you have to be the one that's really comfortable with them. But normally, if it was a single guy, like, I don't know. Is it like, you know, I don't know. Is it wrong of me to not want to see the couple, because if it was a single guy, I would have been all over it. I would have been doing all the vetting.
Yeah.
But because it's a couple, you know, I don't put the same like concern. I don't know if it's concern. Like, I'm not as worried about it for some reason. I don't know what that, you know, if it's a double standard. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's a double standard. It's a double standard that I think is also logical. So
I don't know. Maybe
I wouldn't blame you for thinking that
way. But I wonder how many couples.
I actually liked that you didn't ask me because I liked keeping that mystery. Obviously, now I'll show you their pictures. Whatever.
Yeah, it's a total mystery. I have no idea.
But I loved that mystery of like you not knowing exactly what was going on or exactly who I was meeting. That felt sexy to me too.
Yeah, it's super sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
It's like stranger play, not for me, but for you.
Yeah, it's very sexy. And not knowing, not having any knowledge of who these people are, it just adds to the mystery, you know?
Yep.
Which I kind of like. So I dig it. I'm all about it.
For sure. So yeah, that is the sexy Miami story.
I dig it.
And, by the way, guys, did you know that we have a Patreon community?
We do. And it's amazing. We have some amazing people on Patreon.
Oh, we had so many people jump on board this week. New people in our Telegram group, which has been so fun. We've been getting to know them, talking about their lifestyle experience. We had a really great moment on Telegram this morning that was all about like body positivity and
yes,
loving yourself and going into lifestyle events with confidence. Like, that's the kind of shit we're talking about. And it's meaningful. It's not just sexy shit.
Well, and I really appreciate one of our friends on Telegram posted a picture of herself and kind of reassuring someone else in the group as it pertained to body image. And she's sexy as hell.
She was fucking hot.
So, and I had not ever seen a picture like that of her because you really do a lot of that Telegram communicating. I get on there as often as I can. I need to be better at that. So I apologize in advance. I will be. Because I woke up this morning, there was like 82 comments on. I was like, oh shit, I'm way behind on this thing.
Yeah.
And I jumped on and started going through it. And she was amazingly sexy. What a hot picture.
Yeah. And you also get to see pictures of me if you're everything on our Patreon, yeah, because you can get access to our naughty Snapchat.
Yeah, the ladies of Telegram were quite sexy.
Yeah, Telegram, Snapchat, all sorts of sexy ways to connect with us. I want to give a shout out to our newest Patreon community members, Tina, Juan and Thea, Jesse, Ed, Hugo, Inga and Lars, Victor and Andrew. Holy fuck, we had so many new people jumping on board. And thank you guys from the bottom of our hearts. It really does mean a lot. It gives us the opportunity to do some really cool things. We're planning some huge things for the second half of 2020. And you guys are making it possible. So,
and they'll
thank
be part
you
of it. We're looking forward to the doing a patron only kind of event, which is going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. So if you want to be a part of the fun for yourself, support the podcast, our content, and get some amazing bonuses, you can head to patreon.com/frontporchswingers. Make sure you're keeping in touch with us on social media. That's how people found out I was going to Miami before we even said it on the podcast.
Yeah.
So make sure you're checking those spots out. We also have a YouTube channel, Front Porch Swingers, that you can check out if you'd like. And then make sure you're subscribing to us on Podbean, mm-hmm, and on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you listen to your podcast, because then you're the first ones to know when we put a new episode up.
Yeah, we're all we're everywhere where podcasts are. iHeartRadio even. I think we're on there too now.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, we're all over the place.
So I think that's what we have for you guys this week. Do you have anything else?
No, I just think that was a super sexy story. I was so happy to finally hear it. I waited long enough.
Do you want to fuck me now?
I do.
Okay, good.
We do. Unfortunately, we do have a vanilla event that we have to attend tonight, which is going to take a little bit of the sting out of it. But we'll juice it back
up. You just need
up
to hold on to the sexual energy for a couple of hours. I believe in you.
Yeah, we're going to have to get in and get out of that event as quickly as humanly possible.
All right. Thanks so much for listening, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
If you're anything like us when we first started swinging, we really had no idea where to begin. And it can be really intimidating. And we have a great recommendation for you, which is to join Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge online platform that includes so many sexy swingers in your area, plus lots of local events to keep you up to date on all things lifestyle. And if you join Cassidy, you can find our community, Front Porch Swingers, and keep up with everything we are doing as well. So make sure you check out Cassidy.com today.